founder of one of the world's major religions, Buddha, was born Prince Siddhartha in northeast India, near the borders of Nepal. Seeing the unhappiness, sickness, and death that even the most powerful and wealthiest are subject to in this life, at age 29, he abandoned the life he was living in search of a higher truth. The name Buddha is actually a title that translates to the Awakened One, or the Enlightened One. This is the title given to Siddhartha Gautama, who left behind the princely life at the age of 29 and went on a lifelong search for religious understanding and a way of release from the human condition. It is said that he discarded the teachings of his contemporaries, and through meditation he achieved enlightenment or ultimate understanding. From then on, he assumed the role of teacher instructing his followers in the Dharma, or truth. His teachings became the basis for the religious practice of Buddhism, which has played a major role in the spiritual, cultural, and social life of the Eastern world, and much of the Western world as well. I have deliberately chosen not to speak on the tenets of Buddhist doctrine, but rather to take this often quoted passage of the Buddha and relate its significance to you and me today, some 25 centuries after the death of the Enlightened One. He said it like this: "Do not believe what you have heard. Do not believe in tradition because it is handed down many generations. Do not believe in anything that has been spoken of many times. Do not believe because the written statements come from some old sage. Do not believe in conjecture. Do not believe in authority or teachers or elders. But, after careful observation and analysis, when it agrees with reason and it will benefit one and all, then accept it and live by it." The key word in the passage is believe. In fact, the key phrase is do not believe. Everything that you carry around with you that you call a belief has become your own largely because of the experiences and testimonies of other people. And if it comes to you from a source outside of yourself, regardless of how persuasive the conditioning process might be, and irrespective of how many people just like you have worked to convince you of the truth of these beliefs, the fact that it is someone else's truth means that you receive it with some question marks or doubts. If I were to attempt to convince you about the taste of a delectable fish, say, you would perhaps listen but still have your doubts. Were I to show you pictures of this fish and furthermore have hundreds of people come to testify about the veracity of my statements, you might become even more convinced. But that modicum of doubt would still remain because you hadn't tasted it yet. You might accept the truth of its deliciousness for me, but until your taste buds experience the fish, your truth is only a belief based upon my truth or my experience. And so it is also with all of the well-meaning members of your tribes and their tribal ancestors before them. Just because you've heard it, and it is a long surviving tradition, and it is recorded over the centuries, and the world's greatest teachers have endorsed it, is still not a reason to accept a belief. Remember, do not believe it, as Buddha instructs. Rather than using the term belief, try shifting to the word knowing. When you have the direct experience of tasting the fish, you now have a knowing. That is, you have made conscious contact and can determine your truth based upon your own experience. You know how to swim or how to ride a bicycle, not because you have a belief about it, but because you have had the direct experience. You are being reminded directly by the Enlightened One of 2,500 years ago to apply the same understanding to your spiritual practices. There is a fundamental difference between knowing something and knowing about something. Knowing about something is another term for belief. Knowing is a term reserved exclusively for direct experience. The Buddha offers you some great advice, and you can see that his conclusion is devoid of the word believe. He says, when it agrees with reason, that is, when you know it to be true based on your own observation and experience, and it is beneficial to one and all, then and only then, live by it. Throughout this recording, I offer you a summation of some of the most famous and creative genius minds of all times. I encourage you to do the same thing with all of the words that have come to you from beyond this contemporary world as with the words that have been handed down many generations. First and foremost, try the advice in this recording. Ask yourself how it equates with your own reason and common sense. and if it benefits you and others, then live by it. That is, make it your knowing.